COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician. There are a few ways to help stop the spread of this respiratory disease. Listen for instructions from local government about staying home. Stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms length from others. Wash hands often and disinfect frequently touched surfaces at home. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow or tissue. Along with following other tips, cover mouth and nose in public with a cloth face covering. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hey, this is SD along with Lady V. We are She Talks Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, the podcast, where it is our goal to inspire hope. And you have just tuned in to Lady V's weekly devotional episode. And I am certain it is not by chance. So stick around. You just may get exactly what you need.
Today's food for thought is coming out of Psalm 27, verses 13 through 14, with a devotional called Help for Today, Hope for the Future. It's the meal that is packed with God's goodness. So let's get started. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That was Psalm chapter 27, verses 13 through 14. I recall growing up hearing the older folks singing about life's troubles and getting to the sweet old by and by. It gave me the impression that the only time God would show His goodness was after death and not in this life, which is simply not true. In Revelation chapter 21, we read a description of the New Jerusalem, which is the new city of God and His future home for His people. It is, no doubt, the goodness of the Lord for the future. And in John chapter 14, Jesus says, "Do not let your heart be troubled, afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently in God and trust in Him. Have faith, hold on to it, rely on it, keep going, and believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, because I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again, and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Now that's good news. The Word of God lets believers know that Jesus is confirming that eternal life with Him is secured by believing in Him. And not only that, there is a special preparation going into our joining Jesus in eternity. But let's look to His goodness for today. In Psalm 27, 13 through 14, here we find David going through some type of trouble. David had plenty of experience with the trials of life. He had a father that didn't think he would amount to anything. His first child, by another man's wife, died. He had a best friend. His father was trying to kill him. He had people that were always jealous of him. He had a rebellious son named Absalom who gathered troops against him in pursuit of power. You get the idea. The list is long. David knew about troubles. Yet through it all, David learned something about God. He learned that God would remain faithful to fulfill his promises. David also learned that if he waited on God, his goodness would show up in the midst of trouble. In fact, David waited patiently, believing for a turnaround with a touch of God's goodness. No doubt, David believed God. His experience with seeing the goodness of the Lord established confidence in God. And as a result, God's goodness followed David and people took notice of it. Of course, it wasn't that David was without faults. He had plenty. It was the grace of God, which is the goodness of God, that showed up no matter what. God loved David, and he had a place in his heart, and so do you. Beloved, although waiting for God isn't easy, it's in those times of the wait we learn that God is faithful to show that he is good. He is the good, good Father. Praise God. God doesn't want us to think he's not answering our prayers. God wants us to trust him, believe in him, and never lose hope. With God, there's help for today and hope for the future. Don't give up. Pray. Keep waiting on God as David did. David saw the value in the wait. God is worth waiting for. His goodness endures forever. Have faith in God. Jesus is Lord.
If you were encouraged in any way, go ahead and subscribe so that you will be alerted when we upload new hope-filled content. For more of Lady V's uplifting devotionals, go to spreadinghopeeverywheretalks.com/devotionals. While you are there, if you like our content, feel free to buy us a coffee. We would appreciate your support. Follow and like us on social media. Sign up for my SD's list of 10 must-read books for positive outlook, spiritual enlightenment, and brain health. Do you like merch with positive messaging? Go on over to our online store. Join us next time for She Talks, Spreading Hope Everywhere Talks, where we are letting our light shine through faith, hope, and love.